discussed that if there is an epidemic, a widespread, the yaqeen must be that it is not because of that epidemic you are going to die. If your maut is not written by Allah, if it's not your time, you will never die. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you were in high towers, strong towers, then too, when maut is written, it will find you. So don't put yourself into destruction. A person drinks poison or any harmful foods even today, and he says that health is only in the hands of Allah, but he puts himself into harm. That should not be the case either. And this is illustrated by a lengthy hadith. We will do some of it today on of the occasion of that has fallen in Syria. They informed him, so he should now decide whether he wants to go with his Sahaba, with his friends, or what should they do? قال ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه فقال لي عمر. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, the narrator of the hadith says that Hazrat Umar رضي الله عنه أن الوباء قد وقع بالشام, and he informed them that we are on our way to Syria and there is an epidemic there, a plague, so what should we do? فاختلفوا. Then they had different opinions, which is common in a mashura. Everyone gives his own opinion, and sometimes they are diametrically opposite to the other person's opinion. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, after taking that view, he said, now you may leave, you can go now. ثم قال ادعوا لي الأنصار. Then he said, now call the Ansar to me. Let me make mashura with them, the group of the Muslims who were in Medina and who sacrificed also so greatly for Islam. And no two people had a different view. All of them had one view. فقالوا نرى أن ترجع بالناس ولا تقدمهم على هذا الوباء. It is our opinion that you return with all your whole group, with your army, and don't put anyone into the fear of destruction. Sleep, all will know it. But think for ourselves seriously that when we go to sleep, do we really read it? And an easier way than that, it is difficult for us to be accountable for ourselves. Think, do I hear my wife reading the dua? And ask her that you tell me, do you hear me reading the dua when I go read the duas? If we read the duas, we will see our thoughts will be about the fear of the qabr, what will happen to me in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. But when a person starts fantasizing and thinking all evil things, the reason for that is he's not making the zikr of Allah. And he's not thinking of Allah, he's not reading his hands. We make all funny sounds, etc. But the sunnah dua we do not recite. Babu Fadli Halaqi Zikr. The next chapter is with regard to the virtues of the gatherings of zikr. That is, there should be gatherings of zikr also. And Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and this is a command to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rabbahum bilghadati wal'ashi. O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, make it compulsory upon yourself. Remain steadfast and stay with those people who are calling upon their Rabb, that is, who are calling upon وَلَا تَعَدُوا عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ, and do not turn your eyes away from them. In other words, show them compassion and be kind to them that they are engaged in the dhikr of Allah. So this is enough for us to understand how important the zikr, gatherings of zikr are, that Allah commanded His Rasul to leave His rest. Then they call out and they make an announcement, halumma ila hajatikum, to all the other malaika, that what all of you were looking for, it is here, we found it here, and come here, what is our need to be part of this gathering of zikr. The malaika also come and join, and this one group of farishta and it in front, that from where are you coming, what was happening, why did you go to that place there, and they explained that the people were making the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, etc. So the dhikr of Allah is a great ibadat, an ibadat that Allah commanded His Rasul to join the gatherings of zikr. Such an ibadat that the malaika come to join. He says, no, you mustn't sleep. What must I do then? He says, well, get a chopper, buy it on HP,
You take a loan, buy a chopper, and you start chopping wood. He said, then what will happen? He said, then you go and sell the wood, you'll make a lot of money. Soon you'll pay off that chopper, you buy another chopper. Then you get somebody to work, people will become jealous of me. People will ask me for loans that I'm a rich man, and I won't be able to give them, or I don't want to give them, they'll become my enemies. Just leave me as I am, and I'm living in great peace and comfort. So these are just outward things. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahimahullah Ali said so beautifully, and just for our interest sake, was said at that time.
And that is for everyone else also, when anyone has passed away, the mourning period to feel sad and grieved is for 3 days. After that, we must carry on with life again as normal. And if somebody has passed away, like in the town, then to go and make taziyat, which we call behwa jawanu.
There's this obsession of, Hazrat says, that even when making niyat, understand and just bring this thought in your mind, that this is the hukum of Allah. I am coming to fulfill the hukum of Allah. If a person understands the seriousness and the might of the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his salat, he will enjoy it even further. Because his acknowledgement, this is my Allah's hukum to me. It is a direct regulation
And then we must carry on with life as usual. And Zainab bint Abi Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat. Hazrat Zainab bint Abu Salamah radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, دخلت على أم حبيبة رضي الله تعالى عنها زوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I went to.
And then you'll see the enjoyment of salah, because in surrendering to Allah is a person's izzat. In surrendering to Allah is a person's izzat. Surrendering to Allah is a person's izzat. If a person can understand this and then he starts salah, oh Allah, through the salah I want to get izzat in your sight. And the only way you can get izzat in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to become oblivious of yourself, your requirements.
When I just gone and settled, the dua was accepted, and I got up, and I just stepped out of the haram. Hadi Sahib is explaining this to me. I just stepped out of the haram, one Arab came in straight, and he says, there is a residence, you don't have to pay rent for it, just keep it well, and you can remain here. Everything has worked out, everything has opened out for me. Now, not even a day, you come or take your stuff and you move out now. You see this azmat and respect for any command of Allah Ta'ala, how big or how small it is, but the respect, the muhabbat and the love. Maybe we can't do too much, but whatever we can do, but with azmat, with love and muhabbat.
And then when we go into our new life, things will be much more better. So may Allah give us tawfiq that we keep our rozas properly, whether it's the roza of the tongue, of the eyes, of the ear, of what we eat, and then our attitude, not having a holier than thou attitude, and then this anxiety whether my roza is accepted.
You just watered a ruha, you watered the leaves, and you water the branches, it looks little tiny, and you say, no, this tree is growing. You have to treat the roots. So for everything, we have to treat the heart. As it is mentioned, Ya Allah, inna fil jasadi la mudgha, iza salat salah al jasadu kullu. When the heart, the piece of flesh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam
says,
when the... فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله جماعة in the masjid according to sunnah to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory to discharge the same if hajj becomes compulsory to perform Hajj, to be always conscious of my Islam.
And that life is much more stronger than this life. Like for example, in this world, we have one person, like we are all sitting here properly, alhamdulillah, we've got no problem, we walk, we talk, we do everything. And there's somebody in the hospital who's in a coma. He can't eat himself also. He's on a trip. He's also got life of the king, Harun al-Rashid. Now because he was like his screws are loose, he should talk things upside down, things like that. But he was the right things what he was. But for the people of dunya, it was wrong things. Like today, if a person all day is in a masjid, making ibadat, etc. Or whole life, jamaat all the time. People say something, everything.